Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know these things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them,
"Peace be with you."
They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them,
"Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. Is it I myself? Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have."
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them,
"Do you have anything here to eat?"
They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them,
"And this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms."
Everyone, this is Matthew. I'm the lead pastor here at Cedar Ridge and want to welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us and happy Easter to everyone. And I think this has to be the most unusual Easter we've ever celebrated together, right? It's a very unusual time, but Easter is an unusual time. And we just heard in that story or the stories that were read to us, how the disciples at that first Easter were afraid. They're separated from one another, that some of them have locked themselves away. They've lost hope, they're confused, they feel like they failed. And it's into that context that Jesus comes with love and kindness and compassion. But it still takes them a while to work it all out. Jesus appears, but they don't recognize him at first. They're not sure if it's all true. And that probably seems surprising to us as we read the story. But of course, we've got the benefit of hindsight. We know how it all plays out. And they didn't. Let's face it, the resurrection, as it's told to us in these stories, isn't really all that dramatic. It's quite gentle and quiet. At Jesus' birth, there was a host of angels proclaiming his birth. But in this story, we just have a couple of men, it says, dressed in white. We're not even told that they're angels. And Jesus doesn't appear in public over Jerusalem to prove that he was right or anything like that. He just appears gently and quietly, in private almost, with the people that he knew, people that loved him, people who were his friends. So it wasn't all that dramatic. And so it takes them some time to really work it all out. And I think we can relate to that because sometimes things take us a while to work out, don't they? The theme for Easter this year is waking up to Easter. And some of us struggle to wake up. I know I'm more of a night owl than a morning person, but I have to get up early. So it takes me a while to get going in the morning. I wake up slowly. I love being here on the East Coast because you can go to the beach and watch the sunrise in the morning over the ocean. It's a beautiful thing to see. But the sun doesn't just turn itself on and off, right? It's not like a switch. It comes up slowly and gradually and begins to light the world. And that's often how it is for us as we follow Jesus. We don't necessarily get it all at first. We don't understand it. We don't practice it all. But slowly we wake up and we become better people. We become more like Jesus. And we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount over the last few weeks. And we've seen there that it takes some time for us to really understand what Jesus is talking about. Sometimes what he says doesn't always make sense, like love your enemies. That at first doesn't seem to make sense. Or turn the other cheek when somebody offends us. But over time, we wake up to the truth of that reality. And then we put it into practice. And that itself can be challenging and difficult, but it takes time. So these disciples are taking their time, but we can take courage from that, I think, because Jesus isn't here to judge us because we haven't got it all right yet or because we don't fully understand all yet. Jesus is compassionate towards us. And he said in Matthew's gospel, talking about the kingdom of heaven, this way of life that he was teaching us in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says in chapter 13, verses 31 to 33, it says he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. So there Jesus is telling us that there are small things that make a big difference. We don't have to be big. We don't have to be significant. We don't have to get it all at once. But the kingdom of heaven comes slowly and works its way into our lives. It begins small and grows and becomes something much bigger and stronger. Jesus mentioned mustard seeds before in Matthew's gospel or later on in chapter 17. He said to us, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So let's remember that, especially in these difficult times that we're in, that we don't have to be on top of everything. It's okay to struggle. It's okay to have questions. But we are, as we begin small, as we begin steady and slowly, we can wake up to the truth of the risen Christ, of the reality that Jesus brings to us today. We're going to move on now to have an opportunity to spend some time on some guided meditations. These are designed to help us wake up to Easter, to wake up to that reality. There are two alternatives. You may want to do one of them, or you could even do both of them. The first one is related to that story we heard of that couple on the road to Emmaus. and it involves going outside. Now, with everything going on at the moment, obviously we have to be very careful about that and practice social distancing. So if you're able to do that and you're able to go outside, that'll be a great way. You can go on a little journey of your own and the meditation will guide you through that. The other option would be to stay in your home. Maybe that is just easier for you to do at this point. It might be safer for you to do and you really need to stay inside. In which case, there's another meditation which keeps you inside and has some, well, I won't tell you any more about it. Just click on that one and it will guide you through. So what we're going to do then is go off now and do those meditations or do both of them. And then we'll come back together again to celebrate communion and the life that Jesus brings us. Thanks so much.